but also critically needed is our understanding of the hidden abusiveness of the class system, an understanding provided by Alice Miller and Prince in their emphasis on the importance of resurrecting suppressed spontaneous feelings, a suppression which led to the arrest of thought. And I hope it's clear that when we talk about the resurrection of suppressed feelings, we are talking about reclaiming the body, you know? Because it's hard to love what ain't yours. When you reclaim your own body, you don't want it used by anyone but yourself. And you see that this is something that is getting our freedom is something we can only do together. Suppression of our spontaneous feelings leads to the arrest of thought. We start repeating what we're told, regurgitating the given thoughts of the state. And in so doing, we lose our earth-given gift of empathy. That is to say, the pressing need for us to be made whole in love. And I'm encouraging folks to revisit our November 20th show, 2016, in which we quoted those powerful lines from John about this particular challenge that we have been struggling with for thousands of years because the class system undermines our ability to develop our love, our empathy. He reminds us that he who loveth God love his brother also. Prince asked, what is the root by which love for our freedom becomes the imperative for love for all my brothers and sisters? What we've been discussing in our synthesis since the murder of Prince, our synthesis of Prince's strategy for global human freedom, with what we've learned from Alice Miller and others about what gets in the way of it. We've been discussing how it is that when thought is arrested, empathy and love is arrested. Prince's mission is Alice's mission, to get us unstuck. And he says this explicitly over and over. Shake. You gotta shake something. Get loose. Thaw our frozen feelings. Get us out of our heads, i.e. out of power's conditioned mindset, which inspires suppressed rage and instills paralyzing fear. Prince is envisioning an order that naturally comes from non-coercion, an order based on realizing and being realized by the rule of love. But we don't yet have sufficient confidence in it, in ourselves. Thanks to Alice, we can see the cringing child beneath the dress of authority, the totalitarian parent, the fascists who stand behind the goal of so-called perfect reason. But what stands behind us and our goal of perfect love in perfect freedom that will help provide to us the needed confidence? Their EMF assault tactic is designed to do many things: to murder in the guise of disease, to punish and correct so-called disobedience, to impose physical and psychic isolation. But a key potential effect that I believe is intended is to make the victim more like the assailant, i.e. bitter, heartless, to cause the target to no longer believe in love. They were never able to achieve this with Prince. Over and over, despite his own torture, he wrote, wherever you go, whatever you do, ooh, please remember, I'll always be there for you. You don't have to call. You don't have to say, just think about me, and I'll be on my way. I don't have to worry. I'm sure you'll be fine, because if you stay happy, then what's yours is mine. Wherever you go, think of your dreams. Oh, please remember, life ain't always what it seems. Wherever you are, Think of your dreams. Remember that dreams become the life you lead. Wherever you go, whatever you do, please remember that I'll always be there for you. Prince writing this necessarily means that we are not alone. That's from the song, Wherever You Go, Whatever You Do, from the CD Rave Unto the Joy Fantastic, which I've posted to the audio pages for this show as well as to the Rainbow Children page. This man is so interesting because he arrived with the most important mission in history. It's so humbling to discover this man. Humbling, humiliating, embarrassing. Embarrassing to be discovering him after almost 35 years, discovering this after almost 35 years of his consistently bringing it, bringing his resistance to a system based on hate. He lived to make sure we would have the support we need. This is the man they want to literally turn into a cartoon character. This man so formidable, who is for us to hold on to, we strays of the world, who are here to end this foul system of class. For us in our darkest moments to know we're not alone. This man they're trying to utterly diminish and rob us of.